Yo! What's up, everybody? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk and motivation. Welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving into something super important, building those positive relationships that actually fuel your growth. You know, the kind of connections that lift you up, inspire you, and push you to be your best self? Because let's face it, folks, life is a lot smoother when you've got a solid crew by your side, right? Now, I'm not talking about those casual acquaintances or the Facebook friends you haven't spoken to in years. We're talking about those genuine connections that matter. The people who celebrate your wins like they're their own, offer a shoulder to lean on during tough times, and honestly push you to level up. Think about it. Who in your life makes you feel seen, heard, and understood? Who brings out the best in you, even when you're feeling less than stellar? Here's the thing. Building these powerful relationships isn't always easy, but trust me, it's worth every ounce of effort. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to really lock into. 1. Be a giver, not just a taker. This is a big one. Relationships thrive on reciprocity. It's about giving as much as you receive, whether it's a listening ear, a helping hand, or just a genuine compliment. Ever heard the saying, "What goes around comes around"? Well, in relationships, that couldn't be truer. When you consistently put others first and show them care and appreciation, you create a powerful ripple effect. 2. Communicate with intention. Clear and open communication is the backbone of any strong relationship. It's about actively listening, expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly, and being respectful even when you disagree. Think about it. How many times have misunderstandings or miscommunications led to unnecessary conflict in your life? Being intentional with your words can prevent a lot of that drama. 3. Embrace vulnerability. This one might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's essential for building deeper connections. It's about letting down your guard and sharing your true self with others, your strengths, your weaknesses, your dreams, your fears. You know what? When you allow yourself to be vulnerable with someone, you're essentially saying, "I trust you," and that builds a powerful sense of intimacy. 4. Choose your tribe wisely. Not every connection is meant to last forever, and that's okay. Focus on nurturing relationships with people who uplift you, inspire you, and challenge you to grow. Remember, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, so surround yourself with positive, supportive energy. 5. Make time for connection. Life gets busy, I get it. But prioritize those relationships that matter most. Schedule regular coffee dates, phone calls, or even just text check-ins to show your loved ones that you care. You'll be amazed at how a little effort can go a long way in strengthening those bonds. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're starting a new project, something exciting and challenging. You know there are going to be bumps in the road, moments when you feel stuck or discouraged. Now imagine having a friend who's been through it all before. Someone who can offer advice, share their own experiences, and celebrate your victories along the way. That's the power of having strong relationships that support your growth. Think about a time when someone in your life really lifted you up during a tough period. Maybe they offered words of encouragement, helped you brainstorm solutions, or just listened patiently as you vented. How did their support make you feel? Probably empowered, grateful, and more capable of tackling whatever challenges came your way. That's the magic of positive relationships. So, remember, invest in those connections that matter, nurture them with intention, and watch as they become a source of strength and inspiration on your journey. Today's episode is all about planting seeds for growth, both personally and in your relationships. Now, I want to hear from you. Head over to our social media channels and share your thoughts. What are some ways that positive relationships have helped you grow? And what steps can you take this week to cultivate those meaningful connections even further? Thanks for tuning in to The Discipline Switch. Until next time, keep growing and stay motivated.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.